Matt Peacock, thanks for your time. Why have you decided to stand as the staff-elected director on the ABC board?
Well, I mean, obviously it would have been preferable, I guess, for a lot of reasons that Quentin were able to, but he's been disqualified due to a technicality in this legislation. I think it's a really important position, and at this time in particular, it's even more important because they're challenging times, as you know, with Fairfax in trouble and paywalls going up everywhere in the digital revolution. The role of the public broadcaster is probably more important than ever, and the staff elected director is a critical position, I think.
Why do you think the position is controversial? Of course, it was abolished by the Howard government. Why is it controversial or problematic for some politicians?
Well, I think it's kind of a juvenile reaction there. They regard it as something that's threatening. But in actual fact, in my experience, input at the board level to staff opinions is crucial and has actually helped the organisation function far more efficiently and more in accordance with the charter than it would have been otherwise. I mean, if you look back in the history of it, in terms of maintaining the independence of the ABC, the role of the staff elected director has been crucial in fending off creeping commercialism, in dealing with the controversies over cash for comment, etc. So I think it actually increases the efficiency of the board and increases the integrity of the ABC.
There seems to be some discussion or debate about the actual purpose of the role. Some say it's not to simply represent the views of staff. How do you see it?
Well, you are a director, and obviously you have obligations as a director, as you do if you're a director of any board. Your loyalty and your duty is to that board. But that still doesn't stop the staff from having some kind of way of providing information at the top of the ABC, and I think a conduit to the board is critical in keeping it in touch with the important concerns of staff at the ABC. Time and time again over the years, it's been the staff that have stopped stupid forays into all kinds of ventures by management that have turned out to be impractical or over-expensive. In actual fact, quite often it's been the staff of the ABC that have kept it true to its charter.
Now, according to Crikey, Quentin Dempster, when he was in that role, has over the years made some enemies within the ABC for the stance that he has taken on some issues. Are you expecting to make some enemies?
Well, you know, you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs. I don't have any doubt that there are enemies to staff elected directors around the organisation any more than I don't have any doubts that there are people within the ABC who don't have its interests at heart. But, you know, they're few and far between. And the overwhelming bulk of the audience of the ABC, in fact, the community of Australia, have one mind about dear old auntie, which is that it's an institution well worth fighting for. That's what I'd be doing, and that's what I expect people that vote for the staff elected director will be doing.
So what are some of the key issues you think are bubbling along that need attention within the ABC at the moment?
The question of how we survive the digital age and how we grow stronger as a public broadcaster and still create innovative and quality programs, how to maintain our independence in this kind of an era, because it's even more important, I think, and how to still be a creative powerhouse, not just for the capital cities, but all over Australia, and particularly in the regional centres and outback Australia. I think the ABC is for all Australians, and it's more important these days than it ever has been.
So when is the election likely to be held, and is it usually a heavily contested position?
Look, I've got no idea what kind of a field there'll be. I hope it's a quality one, but it looks like at this stage that it'll be early in the new year. And, of course, then the big challenge is going to be to secure a satisfactory outcome for the triennial funding for the ABC. This is a really important time for the ABC's future, and I think anybody that cares for it is going to be focusing in particular on how it can grow over the next 5 years.
And being a director, do you think it will take a lot of time away from your journalism work?
I think it'll take a fair bit of time, but it's such an important job, that's not a problem, really. It'd be a delight to be able to make a contribution.